Joined here by Coach Jeremy Esri, we're making our way over to the Ketchum Community Center. The Pirate men, they were supposed to play tonight. They're not. There was a little scheduling snafu with Central Methodist, so the Central Methodist JV. Sometime in January, perhaps February, sometime in the new year, they'll make that trip to the Ketchum Community Center. Probably not the worst thing in the world, Coach. I know you'd probably like to get the taste of last night out of your mouth a little bit, that loss up at Southwestern, but it does allow the guys to kind of rest before they go down to Overland Park on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it probably, hopefully it helps in the long run. Obviously, after last night's game, we wish we probably would have played better and bounced back. But hopefully we get that opportunity on Saturday to do so against a very good Johnson County team. But, you know, with it being the last week of school, with it, our guys in, having final projects, do all that stuff. This gives them a little more time to work on that stuff and be a student. And then, yeah, like we said, we got to go to work and hopefully get a win on Saturday.
It kind of felt like, you know, everything last night on the offensive end, just for lack of a better descriptive term, it just felt like it was hard. Like nothing came easy offensively for you last night.
Yeah, I thought they made everything tough on us. You know, they were physical with us. They didn't allow us to really get in driving lanes. They did a good job with their switching stuff and just made it super, super tough. And, yeah, I thought they did a really good job to make every possession just work, or make us work and stuff. So
it kind of feels like it. That's kind of been the month of November. You kind of look at it for North Central, for your team, and you say, you know, I can see the talent. Obviously, your record's 3 games above .500. That's good. It kind of feels like that you're kind of having one of those. You're making progress, but it's like 2 steps forward, then you take a step back. You kind of feel like overall you're making progress, but you're still having hiccups.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we'll make some progress. We'll look like we're grown men and we got it all together, and then the next day, we'll look like we're a bunch of freshmen in high school that, you know, probably aren't used to playing their 12th game in November, and we got a lot of work to do. And so it's a fine balance of us continuing to get better and continuing to challenge ourselves, and at the same time grow and understand that, hey, these guys, we're a young team, and we got to get there quicker than later and quicker. The sooner we can do that, the better, but there's going to be some lumps along the way.
I opened up postgame last night, Coach, by just saying real frankly, I think I don't know if it's the hardest thing to do in sports, but I think if you're playing somebody good on their floor, and I said Southwestern, I don't think they're going to be 25-5 good, but they're good. They're capable of beating people on their floor. When you play a good team or above average team on their floor in college basketball, it's hard to win.
It is, and especially, yeah, when we're not hitting free throws and we're not defending like we should and stuff. And, again, credit to Southwestern, because I thought they were really tough on their home floor. And, you know, usually when you travel to away games, you've got to be 5 to 10 points better just to make it a game. And, unfortunately, we weren't that last night. And so, you know, hopefully we have a lot we can learn from it, but it was certainly a frustrating night.
Yeah, you got to the line a lot more than them, but as you missed 13 free throws. I know you're well aware of that, but they hit 12 threes, you hit 4. So as far as that goes, they had 24 more points from the three-point line. There's where the difference was last night, correct?
Yeah, it really was. You know, that's where it all went to and stuff was they hit threes, we didn't hit threes. They did everything in their power to make it tough on us, and we allowed some easy threes. And then, you know, besides that, too, we struggled from the free throw line, which was frustrating. So I thought we got downhill at times really well. I thought we did some good stuff that way. But, yeah, we didn't take advantage of those misses and stuff.
Yeah, you look at it one way and you say at least you had the opportunities. Obviously, as a coach, you're probably going to have the guys in practice working on those free throws, but 36 free throws in a road game, that's getting to the line at a very good clip.
Yeah, we want that. I mean, we want that. We want to, you know, our goal is to try to make more free throws than they attempt, and they attempted 24. We were right on the bat with that, but we missed a lot of free throws, and you know, if a team's going to be that physical and going to put us on the line, but we're not making them pay for that if we're missing them. So why not foul us and why not be physical with us when we're not going to take advantage of it?
Did you get the feeling, Coach, you played really well, as we talked about earlier in the week against John Wood? Did you feel like, did the guys lose a little bit of that good momentum that they had out of the John Wood game with the long break over Thanksgiving?
I don't know if it's that. I don't know. I wasn't overly impressed with how we came out, and I'll probably attribute a lot to that, to me not having them ready at times and stuff. But, you know, I don't know if it was the break or what the deal was, but we just didn't bring the level of competition, the competing that we needed to do. And we only get so many opportunities to do that, and we just didn't bring it. So yeah, I would love to figure out what that was, but we didn't bring it.
Well, I've said this a lot. I know you as a coach have said this a lot. When you played Johnson County here, that was as rough a game as you had this year, and for good reason. Johnson County is very, very good. They got you by 18 on your floor back on the 4th. Here a month later on Saturday on the 2nd, you get to go down there. If the guys aren't ready for this one, you probably say the same thing. When somebody gets you on your floor, you ought to be motivated to get back at them the next time you see them.
Yeah, you know, and how that happened, and we're up 5 at halftime, we lose by 18, they outscored by 23 in the second half, and just watching the film on it, you know, a lot of just mistakes on our end that Johnson County led to easy Johnson County buckets and transition and stuff. That we have to do better at. And so, yeah, that's hopefully this is one of the guys that kind of had circled and are ready to play. And you know, number 2 team in the nation, this will be our 5th game against the top 10 team in the nation. And we should be ready for it in terms of being up and all that stuff. And Coach Houston and I are going to do our best to have them prepped for it. But I think motivation-wise and stuff, they should, like you said, they should be ready.
When you guys are playing well offensively, Coach, I'm just looking at scores here. You get into, you know, like – mid 80s, maybe low 90s in that area. Obviously, last night you're held to 67 against Johnson County, 59. It kind of looks like that you can kind of tell with the way that you're playing offensively if you're playing well or not. Is there something that you look at and say, it's one thing to say, yeah, we need to put the ball in the hoop. That's the easy answer. But is there something that you and Demetrius look at and say, here's what we're doing when we're scoring the ball well and here's what we're not? Have you kind of figured out the answer to that?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I think we look at assists and we look at offensive rebounds. Assists tell us that we're moving the basketball and how well we're moving it and stuff. And so we're looking at that, and then we're looking at offensive rebounds. That tells us how aggressive we are on the offensive end. And, you know, we only had 10 assists last night, and we only had 2 offensive rebounds last night. So frustrating on that part. And so, you know, I think those can tell a lot, and that's what we're going to talk about in film today is, you know, how we can judge off how good we've been is by doing that, as well as the free throw attempts, because that means we're being aggressive. But when we're only at, our average this year is like 21 assists a game, 20 assists a game, somewhere around there, and when we're only having 10 a game, that means that the ball is staying stagnant, we're not moving it, they're putting a lot of pressure on that's maybe causing us to dribble a lot more than we should. And so, yeah, there's definitely some telltale signs of why we struggle.
You hit the nail right on the head there. I didn't. You know, I kind of put 2 and 2 together as you're telling me that, because the amount of times where you get guys who just say, "Okay, we need a bucket, so I'm going to drive this one to the hoop. I'm going to be the one to get a bucket." And you know, that sounds good in your head, but then you run into a 6'5" guy and a 6'6" guy. There's some roadblocks down there that make that very difficult to do. And that's where, you know, the movement of the ball and using all 5 guys on the floor becomes important.
Yeah. The movement and just flow of the game and stuff. If we're moving it, we're passing it, that means we're hitting shots as well. If we're getting assists, you know, that's got to be there. And so, yeah, like I said, you know, unfortunately, last night it wasn't. So those are some signs that we talk about and that we have to be good at. Those numbers have to be great if we're going to do that.
Johnson County on the road Saturday, 4 o'clock for the Pirates. They will be at Highland Community College Wednesday of next week at 7:30. Final game before holiday break will be at the Ketchum Center a week from Saturday. That is December 9th against Allen County, Kansas, 4 o'clock tip. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck with the game coming up at Johnson County on Saturday.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.